Speaking of God's care in the wilderness and how God took care of the children of Israel, the Bible says the following: "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth in thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, of depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee." Deuteronomy 8, verse 11. "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up. Now forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water or the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for your goodness and the strength that you provide us with. And Lord, I pray that we would never forget that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I pray that you'd help us to be a people that remember, Lord, you are the giver, and we are here but stewards to serve you. I pray that you just help us to be what we ought to be as Christians. And Lord, I pray you begin that with my own heart. At this time, Lord, I also pray this evening, if there's someone who is in our midst, they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, they don't know the provision that you provided for them at the cross, they never trust in you for the forgiveness of sins, I pray this will be the night they come to trust in you. Again, Lord, we just pray in each and every aspect you're glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. When I look around me in my life, I see God's provisions. I see God's blessings. I see what God has done in my life. But it's very easy as a Christian to take those things for granted. We've been blessed. We've been given so much. Very simple things. And I have a house. I have a car. I have a family. I have a dishwasher. I have a freezer. I have very simple things. But all these things which I have were given to me. I did not get them in of myself, as sometimes I might like to think. I did not attain these because of who I was. God gave me strength. God enabled me. God blessed me. I'm sure in your life you can see that God has blessed you with many things. You can look around you and you can see that God's hand is in your life. If we're not careful, we can begin to boast instead of giving thanks to our God. Instead of being thankful for what God has given to us, we can begin to look at those things and say, look what I have done. It is by the power of my hand that I've done this. I worked really hard and I've received these things. But God wants us to remember it is even God who gives you the strength to work hard. It is God who has blessed you with the things that you have this evening. This includes your health and your ability to work. It includes your ability to think. Sometimes, if we're not careful, there are things that God has enabled us with, and that is one of those things is a sound mind. We have that ability to think differently, to maybe have an insight to things, and God has blessed us with certain talents and abilities, and we might take it upon ourselves to think that we're special because of an ability which God has given us. Whether it be you're really good at finances, you're really good at solving problems, you're really good at looking at situations from the outside and seeing the answer to the what needs to be done. We should never take those things for granted and say to ourselves, look at what I can do. We should look at those things and say, look at what God has enabled me to do. Look at what God has blessed me with. As we consider first this evening being the, as I entitled the message, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, I want us to first consider this evening what we have is given by God. What we have is given by God. Whatever I have that is good, it has been given to me by God. Our material well-beings, our gifts, as I've already mentioned, all God has given to me. Times of prosperity are gifts from God. We like to think of our position or positions of life as a result as of what we have done. While it is true that God expects us to work hard and diligent, it is also true without the strength God provides us, as I already mentioned, we wouldn't be able to do these things. But it doesn't mean we don't work hard. The Bible says the following in Proverbs 13:11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Proverbs 10 verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Why do I work hard? Why do I labor hard? Because God encourages us to do so. God directs us to do so. Working hard for what we receive from God is the way God intends us to work. He wants us to labor by the sweat of our brow, and his blessings follow. But God never intends for us to trust in riches or to claim them as our own. They're a result of us being stewards, a good steward of what God has given us, whether it be our strength, whether it be our capability. It's just being a steward of what God has given to us. And when we as stewards remember that God has given these talents to us and we use them accordingly, God blesses it. God uses it. God makes it grow. The Bible says again in Deuteronomy chapter 8:10, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. We are often quick to forget how things operate in our lives. We often forget how much that God has blessed us with. And God, it tells us in his word, remember. When you eat and you're full, remember to give God thanks. Remember that God blessed you with that. When you are sound financially, when you're in a place in your life where things are going well, bless God for it. God has blessed you with it. But we also have to remember, as all these blessings fall upon us, remember how things work in life. And I'll read a few verses from Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11 and following. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in the evil net, and as the birds are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. These things that happen, time and chance happen to every man, good times and bad times. I want us to think about that because good times come and bad times come, but God is our provider. God is the one who takes care of us. And I say that because whether it be good times or bad times, God will take care of you. Time and chance happen to every man. We read it this evening. When we look at the people around us and you see them being blessed because of the riches, remember, riches are not what matters. It is God who provides. God is the one who has given you what you have been given. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in the figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Whatever you have, the Bible is telling us here, and as we gather together with believers, who makes you differ from another person? What is it that you have not received? What talent do you have, or what is it that God has given to you that makes you to differ from another? Now, if you have received it, why do you boast as if you have not received it? And God is simply telling us this: remember, God gave it to you. Remember, when it even comes to judgment, he says, I judge not my own self. God is going to bring everything to light. That is why we are to be faithful as stewards. We are faithful because God has given. We're to be faithful because God has given so that we can use it for him. And that brings me to my next point this evening. We have established that what we have been given was given to us by God. And now we consider the danger of forgetting about what God gave. The danger of forgetting about what God gave. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiplied, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up. And thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Sometimes we get so caught up in the good things that God has given that we forget that God gave them. The Bible says we're to beware not to forget God, lest our heart be lifted up. lest we end up in a position of pride in our life, where we, instead of giving God the glory for what he has done, begin to think, look at what I have done. You can see this throughout the Bible, the danger of pride and the consequences of pride. Think of Nebuchadnezzar, the consequence when he said, look at the kingdom that I have built. Look at what I have accomplished. Look at all these things. And then the Bible says to Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to take these things from you. And Nebuchadnezzar, I forget how many years it is, but he loses his mind for a number of years, and he's out in the field. He's eating the grass of the field. And then one day, his memory comes back, and he remembers an important truth. God gave this to me. Sometimes in our Christian life, when we're given so much and we have been blessed with so much, we begin to look at those things and we say, look at what I've accomplished. And we begin to forget what God has done in our lives. There's many dangers about forgetting, but one of the dangers is the Bible says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments. The Bible says in John chapter 14, 15, the following, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Our God is more concerned about our fellowship with him than our fellowship with things. Our God is more concerned about our relationship with him and having that heart's desire to serve him and keep his commandments because of our love for him than he is about us having material things. And if we forget about God in our service and we begin to look at those things that God has blessed us with, God might have to take them away. And I'm not saying that what God will do in your life or how God will do in your life. I don't know how God will work, but I do know this, that there are many things we'll lose out on if we lose perspective. There are many blessings we will not receive if we don't put God in his proper place in our life. Because God blesses faithful stewards. God blesses those who serve him with all their heart, mind, body, and soul. The biblical doctrine of stewardship defines a man's relationship to God. It identifies God as the owner and man as a manager. God makes us his co-worker in ministering all aspects of our life. God has given us things that we have to be used for him. And when we forget that we have what we have is God-given, we forget about our role as Christians on this earth. It's not to serve ourselves. It's not to better ourselves. It is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why we must not forget. We see that what we have is God-given. We also see if we're not careful, we can forget that God is the provider. And finally, this evening, it'll all be done. We must remember to use what we have been given for God. We must remember to use what we have been given for God. The Bible says the following in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Turn there, if you would, in your Bibles. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 17. The Bible says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. The Bible says that we are to charge them that are rich in this world, those who have been blessed in this world. The Bible encourages them to take what God has given to them and be a blessing. God has encouraged us to take what we've been given by God and to use it for God. It is not our own. We should take what we have been given by God and use it for God. We need to give God the glory for what he has done. If we have a heart of thankfulness for God's blessings, then we will use them properly instead of using them for ourselves. Remember that today, that every benefit in your life is a good gift from a gracious God. We show that we understand that everything is God's when we use the things that God has given us the way he intends it to be used. I should tithe because I am thankful to God. I should minister unto those I love because I'm thankful to God. I should be the husband that I ought to be because I'm thankful to God. I should be the servant to my brothers and sisters in Christ that I ought to be because I'm thankful to God. I have been given time, I've been given ability, and I need to use it for God. And if I use it for God, I'm not losing out. I'm laying up for myself treasures in heaven. If I take what God has given to me and use it the way God intends it to be used, it will be blessed. The Bible says the following, Proverbs 13, verse 22, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The Bible says a good man leaveth wealth for his children's children. I'm not to take the things that God gives to me and just use it for myself. I'm laying up for my children's children, be a blessing to my family. The Bible says the following in Deuteronomy 8:11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. God says, don't forget. Use it for me. Take what I have given to you and use it to glorify me. You say, how do I do that? How do I do that? Be thankful. Keep his commandments. Remember who it is that you serve. The danger is we forget and our heart gets lifted up and we begin to look at ourselves and say, look at how I differ from someone else. Look at how I am better. The Bible says we're not to compare ourselves among ourselves. That is unwise. What do I have that I have not been given? The Bible says when it comes to riches and what God has blessed me with, God has blessed me with me riches. The Bible says don't trust in uncertain riches. As money comes and money flies. It comes and goes. Those are things we are not to trust in. Material things, they don't last, but people do. Relationships do. And God wants us to keep his commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. That is what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:5. And Mark 12:30, the Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And of course, we know the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What you have will be used for something. But if it is going to have God's blessing, then it needs to be used God's way. Your strength, wealth, and health need to be used for God because it is the God who has given it to us. The value of what God has given to you will be determined by whether or not you use it for him. Whether or not you use it for him will determine the value of what God has given you. God has rewarded us with much, but we will only receive the eternal rewards that God wants us to have when we take it and use it for him. That is what we need to remember, and that is why we must not forget. This will only happen if we don't forget what God has given to us. Let us remember what God has given. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love and your mercy. And we thank you for the truth of your word. And I pray you'd help each and every one of us just to remember you and your faithfulness to us. And Lord, serve you accordingly. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.